Okay, good morning. Just a short halacha. We began discussing the Isra of Amir Lakum, and we mentioned that we'll discuss in these coming weeks what are their terms. There's one heta, but it needs to be defined when it applies, which is the Tzarech Mitzvah. When do we apply this heta to Tzarech Mitzvah? It's interesting, Gemara, Psach the Gittin, it talks about buying land in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says that it's muta on Shabbos to even write a shtar. So Gemara says you're allowed to write on Shabbos. So Gemara says you're allowed to tell a goy, to write the shtar mechira, the document that the land was bought on Shabbos. Why, says the Gemara, from Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanim were not goyz, the Gzeir of Amir Lakum. So I could tell, if in order to finalize the deal, I need to do it today, I could tell the guy to write the final document today in order to purchase this piece of land in Eretz Yisrael from the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Says Tosfos, but you cannot apply this to any other mitzvahs. Special het to buy Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Other mitzvahs not. However, Tosfos points out there is another Gemara that talks about Bris Mila, that we all know that Mila is Daicha Shabbos. That if a child's the eighth day is on Shabbos, we do the Bris Mila on Shabbos. Let's say he needs something, the Gemara talks about where they used to wash the baby with warm water after the Bris for health reasons. So let's say they need hot water. Not everyone had hot water in the house. In order to bring hot water to the house, they have to go through a chatzah, which does not have an Erev, which would be an Issa Drabanan. So Gemara says that one could ask a guy to bring this hot water. So again, what we see over here in this Gemara is that for Bris Mila, I could tell a guy to bring the hot water so that I'll be able to wash the baby with afterwards. And even though I'm asking the guy to be Oivar and Issa Drabanan for me. But again, it may not be a proof to other places because we know Bris Mila is Daicha Shabbos in general. So perhaps the Rabbanim were more lenient over here by Bris Mila in order to be able to make Bris Mila, which is Daicha Shabbos. So the question now remains, can I apply it to other mitzvahs?
Oinig Shabbos.
That's a mitzvah. Can I apply it to Oinig Shabbos? Can I apply it?
It's because it would enhance my
Good Shabbos question. So can I apply these two Gemaras to other mitzvahs? So many Rishonim hold no. It's limited to these two examples and nowhere else. However, if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechab and the Rama over here, the Sim Reish Ayin Vav, the Rama brings a Shitas Rishonim from the Baleita. Brings Shitas Rishonim that for Suda Shabbos, any that's needed for Suda Shabbos, if the lights are off and I need light or I need a fire to be put on for Suda Shabbos, this sheet held that b'mokay mitzvah Suda Shabbos, like Ashi said, it's Oinig Shabbos, so b'mokay mitzvah will be mutter to tell the guy to do a malacha for me. But let's see how the Rama approaches this. But the Rama says one should be machmer b'mokam shein tzarech gadol. If it's not a great need, it's not really a real need, then you should not rely on this shita. So what the Rama is telling us is that since Rav Paiskim, he speaks there, he says, since Rav Paiskim are chaylik on this, unless it's a tzarech gadol, you should not rely on this. So here we have a heta that b'mokam mitzvah, tzarech gadol, one can rely on it. The Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and says that even b'makim mitzvah and tzarech gadol, you should really try to get out of it, unless it's a mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah which is negated to rabim. For example, the lights are off in the Beis Medrash or in the shul, it'll be hard to daven, it'll be hard to learn. So then we'll allow you to ask a guy to turn the lights on for the people in the shul. Or Erev ripped on Shabbos. So again, that's for a mitzvah derabim. The rabim needs the Erev. We can ask the guy to fix the Erev on Shabbos. So here we have a heter when it's a tzarech mitzvah derabim, or if it's a tzarech gadol, has to be a real need. Maybe run it by a rav first to make sure that it's a tzarech gadol. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe talks about there was a shul. there's a shul where they left the air conditioning on a Shabbos clock, and on Friday it was nice, it was warm. They thought Shabbos would be also hot, but then it came Shabbos morning and they realized that the weather is cool, and if the air conditioning is going to go on, it's going to cause a lot of uncomfort. It's going to get very cold, and possibly maybe some people will catch a cold, but even without that, even if no one will catch a cold, but it's going to be very uncomfortable. So can I ask the guy to turn the clock off so that it won't go on? So Rav Moshe writes over there, he applies this rule. He says, even though when it comes to asking a guy to light a candle, a light in our own house, it's better to get out of it. Like the Mishmur says, try to find another way that you don't have to come onto it. But L'tzayrich Rabim, when it's the tzayrich for the mitzvah, the Rabim, then you do not need to be machmir. So over here, where there are people in the shul which are going to have to leave the shul, so then says Rav Moshe, we could ask the guy to play with the clock, that shouldn't go on. Now Rav Moshe points out that if this would happen to someone in their own house, so then it will depend how cold. If it's very cold that people could get sick from it, even just a cold from it, then you'll have a heta, as we'll discuss next week. When is there a heta l'tzar chayla? But then possibly you'll have a heta because you don't have to leave your own house. But in the shul, since it's a mitzvah derabim, so that's what we have from this week. That when it's a mitzvah derabim, or it's a tzarech gadol for a mitzvah, then there's one heta.
How specific could you be? So it's mutter to tell
the Amira, to tell the guy. Talking about over here, a heta to tell the guy to turn on the lights.
How can you tell him to turn on the lights if we're just learning it up in the bottom of carrying through an air?
Oh, very good question. You know, if the Gemara is talking about only Issa Drabanan, can we apply it to Issa Daraisa? So now, the question that was asked was, how can we apply it to turning on lights? So, Elisha made an assumption that turning on lights is Issa Daraisa. But the accepted psak is that turning on lights, in most cases, is Issa Drabanan. We don't go with the Chazon Ish, we go with the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So would you be able to? So the case of the Iter is talking about lighting a candle, which is Issa Daraisa. So we would apply it to Issa Daraisa also, but it has to be even more of a need.
Does it make a difference if you're asking the guy to turn it on or off?
Does it make a difference if you're asking the guy to turn it on or off?
If you need it for a light on or
off. Oh, so that's a good question. Turning it off is more lenient, because you're not really being nehenna from his maisa, but still you need a heta for that.
So with the timer, are you allowed to extend the current status? Meaning
nothing to do with our discussion.
Well, I'm wondering if you have to come on to me or not.
To extend it. According to Shlomo Zalman Yakov, Rav Moshe writes in Shuva that you cannot.
So that's why you had to come on.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sorry.
Rabbi, if you have any standing room,
it happened to you once.
What happened?
It happened once. The lights went off during Yeshiva Suda. So
during the Suda, so it's a mitzvah derabim.
We got some guys.
Then you can get mitzvah derabim. But in your own house, if you go open the door and let some light in, what? Air conditioning does not include this, unless it's very uncomfortable. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos.
Yeah.